well, there it is, a song for you by Stevie Wonder. Many thanks to D2AJ on our final hour here on Radio North Sea International. I suppose it'd be better if we took the microphone down here and pass it along here. It's 29 minutes now to the hour of 12 midnight here on Radio North Sea International. This is yours truly, Daffy Don Allen, along with...
Brian McKenzie. it's very, very difficult at times, isn't it? We were talking about Don and I before we came on to do the show for a close down. I've never had to do a close down on a station before. When I was... The last radio station I worked in, it closed and I was off the ship. And with Don, I think it's been the same.
Well, actually, with me, the first time we sort of envisaged a shutdown, I was very, very lucky indeed. I did the final country and western jamboree on Radio Caroline North, and then, of course, lo and behold, unbeknown to us, in the middle of the night, we were towed away. And with Manx Radio, I spent about 7 hours putting together a final hour, and then I decided the next day, it was on a Saturday, that I would do it live. So I've still got that tape at home. I've never ever really played it. It was all full of sobs and things like this, but it's terrible, really. Anyway, for those of you tuning in for the first time, I imagine there is quite a few listening in to...
Radio North Sea International.
Just turn the switch on your radio. Come on and try and have a go. You'll hear the Brian McKenzie Show.
Oh, Jesse, you've no idea how Brian McKenzie turns me on.
Oh, beautiful. Brian McKenzie, along with yours truly here.
Radio North Sea International.
Right now, I think I'll put on one of my favorite discs. I think this is one of your favorites, too. I think you'll get a laugh out of this, Brian.
Which one is it?
It's all about your girlfriend. Well, it's all about one of your girlfriends here, not your girlfriend. You're getting married soon, aren't you?
Yeah, very, very soon.
They say marriage has its ups and downs.
I see. Depends which way you look at it, I suppose.
Well, they say marriage has its ups and downs, Brian, but I found that most of them are in bed.
Big Fanny. She was bad.
Story of one of my girlfriends there. Anyway, 24 minutes now to the hour of 12 midnight here on Radio North Sea International. I suppose it's right that we should actually let Brian do most of the talking here, because you're the old man of the station, really, aren't you? How long have you been on RNI, Brian?
In October, it would have been 3 years. So it's just about 3 years.
Oh, dang it. Can't we go on until October? That's a long, long time, isn't it?
Yeah. That'd be nice, that, actually, continuing. I think maybe we'll carry on.
Actually, 3 years. 3 years on a ship is a long time, because I did 3 years on another radio ship. Although it doesn't seem like a long time, I think you'll agree. You know, the weeks on, the weeks off, the months, or the... a month to you is sort of a spell on the ship and a leaf on shore, typical thing. And, anyway, I'm sort of lost for words, and you being the old man of the ship, I think we'll let you do most of the talking here before we have our next record.
Okay, cheers, Don. And really, that is one thing that it's very, very true, what you said about the time, how quickly it flies by. And it seems like, as far as I'm concerned, there's been no time since I first joined the station in 71, and it just seems to have flown by, really went past so very, very quickly. But during the 4 years that Radio North Sea International has been broadcasting, there is one particular number which stands out, I'm sure, for lots and lots of the listeners, and we're going to play that now for you. It's instrumental music, and superb it is as well. It's from Waldis de los Reyes.
Very, very beautiful piece of music. Brian, what's the name of that, and what's the significance of...
Mozart 40 is the name. It's by Waldo de los Reyes, and it was a smash play. The first one, actually, the Continental record.
Really?
From the station when it started way, way back, and it became a huge hit in Britain, and it was through Radio North Sea International. So that's something we've always been very, very proud of, and it's got a special memory, I think, for most of the jocks who've ever worked in the station, and to the listeners who've been with us more or less since the beginning. I'm sure there's a lot of them listening at the moment.
Yeah, I think at this particular time, probably, well, there's a chance that possibly Mr. Meister, Mr. Bollier might be listening. I think myself, it's true to say that Mr. Meister, Mr. Bollier have been through a lot of trial and tribulation. I think the station started, when was it, back in 69? When was it late 69 or was it 70 when it first started? A stormy history has followed. and we've survived through thick and thin. Well, I don't say we, because I'd exclude myself there. Because I've been with the station less than 2 years, but the entire history of RNI has really had its trials and tribulations. Were you on board when some of the things that we won't talk about happened, you know, through the...
No, I missed the major events. I was here for, well, what for me was a rather trying time was when we broke our anchor and we ended up half a mile from the coast, and I think that was the most scaring thing that I've ever went through in my life.
You can't swim, can you?
Not one stroke. I just go down like a brick. That didn't help matters at the time, but still, you look back on that, and although at the time, as I said, it was very, very frightening for everyone, disc jockeys from the English and Dutch service, and of course the captain and his crew, but we came through it, obviously, and we're still here. And now you can look back and think it was fun, although at the time, wow, you thought something else.
Yeah. I tell you, one of the finest times in my memory of RNI, I told you before that I went to Russia, to the Soviet Union for a fortnight. And I didn't realize that, you know, once you get behind the so-called Iron Curtain, that very, very little, if any, news of the West, apart from major events, happened. And I don't know whether it was Leningrad or Moscow. I was there on a cultural exchange tour, and I was very, very bored with the Russian radio. I don't mean that in a vindictive way. It's just that I was missing all the pop tunes and things like this. And we were staying at a friend's house. I think it was Moscow. I'm pretty sure it was Moscow. And they had this old receiver, and I turned it on one night and put a piece of wire up to the radiator, and lo and behold, guess what I was listening to? Radio Nord Sea International. It was just barely coming through, and I could hear the tones of Stevie Merrick. So the very next day, I got a postcard of Red Square, and I sent it to Stevie saying, "You're coming in loud and clear." And that to me was, you know, I was trying to explain to these people in Moscow just what Radio Nord Sea International was. You know, it's a ship anchored off Holland. And no matter how much I tried to explain, I even had an interpreter who I thought could do a better job of explaining just what Radio Nord Sea is, what it's all about, and things like that. And these people just couldn't believe it, you know, that we're broadcasting from a ship. They said, it is not possible, you know, here in the Soviet Union, kapow, up out of the water and back into the water and down to the ground. You know, you just don't do things like that. But it was very hilarious, you know, they just couldn't understand why. I suppose as people in Canada have asked me too, and in America when I was in Nashville last year, they said, you know, what is the purpose of broadcasting from a boat, man? There's so many hang-ups broadcasting from a boat, why don't you just come ashore? Things like this. I don't think people realize that, you know, the laws prevail over here, and so therefore you have to go to a ship and things like this. Even when I, back in 1964, I couldn't understand why they were broadcasting from a boat. Why didn't they just, you know, set up, apply for a license? But of course, there are different laws over here than there are in Canada and the States. What is your view of offshore radio and those things?
For me, it started way back in 64 when the stations were off Britain, and I was, like everyone else, a listener, because there were so many of them going around, and that's what got me into radio in the first place. It was just really, at first, a dream, I thought, of becoming a disc jockey. I didn't really hold out much chance of ever becoming one, and well, as it turned out, I've achieved an ambition, which for me has got to be, I think, the happiest 3 years in my life.
In my recollection, you were destined, according to DJ and Radio Monthly, to be a farmer, I believe, weren't you?
I was.
or is Dave Johns got his information correct?
No, that was correct. I was in farming. My parents have been in farming all their lives, and I was brought up on the farm all my life. So it was quite a change going from farming 1 minute, which literally it was when I did first start in 67 doing some radio, to being out on a boat in the middle of the North Sea, as it was then as well, and to playing records and having to talk into microphones, something I'd never done in my life before, but it was all worth it, and I wouldn't have changed that for anything.
Yeah, I know what I was going to ask you, Brian. Had you ever been, before working on Radio Scotland, the reason why I ask is because I found this rather strange at first too, had you ever been on a boat before? Well, never mind broadcasting, just had you ever lived on a boat before?
Never in my life, no.
Me either. When I came over in 64, I took convulsions of all sorts of things. I was sick, I had, I really felt terrible. And thus I had to come off my first escapade off a ship anchored off the Frinton Essex coast. It was a case of necessity. The doctor said I had to come off. I was catching the flu and, you name it, and I was catching it. I just wasn't born for the sea life, but I suppose it just takes a while to adjust yourself. But I'll never forget my first time on a ship. The only time I'd been on a boat before that was in a small rowboat, you know, in a lake, but never on a ship, man. You know, the salt water and the sea air and things like that, it does something to you. I think you'll agree there, won't you?
Yeah, lots and lots of ways. Lack of hair, for one. But I think it's time. If we get ourselves together, for lots of the people who have been listening, well, Nordsee has been on the go for 4 years. There's been many, many people work with the International Service since then. And we've got Andy Archer coming up in a few seconds' time, and he's going to tell you exactly how many people were on the ship.